welcome to Studio Classroom on the Air. This is the place to come when you want to have some fun. My name is Rebecca. Let's do a little pop quiz. Who is the world's favorite detective? Ah, yes, yes, that's right, Sherlock Holmes. Well, today we are going to be talking about this famous detective in a lesson called The Case of Sherlock Holmes. So here's a very important question. Let's see how well you know Sherlock Holmes. Who is the author of Sherlock Holmes? Who is the author of Sherlock Holmes? I'm sure you know the answer, but if not, you are going to find out today. Open up your magazines and let's begin.
The Case of Sherlock Holmes. The world's favorite detective for more than 125 years. Whether from the original stories, TV shows, or movies, everyone knows Sherlock Holmes. His stories are among the most read material in the world, behind only the Bible and the dictionary. The author. It takes an impressive individual to create such an impressive character, and such is found in Sir Arthur Conan Doyle. Though he studied medicine and managed a modest practice, writing became his passion and made him a celebrity. In addition to his literature, he had a medical background that enabled him to be of service during wars and journeys to both Antarctica and Africa.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 这篇文章的第一个重点，我们看 celebrity 这个名词。Celebrity 是指名人、明星或名流。例如 ,many young people love to follow celebrities by reading their tweets. 许多年轻人喜欢读名人们的推特来追踪他们的近况。Celebrity 也可以简称为 celeb, C-E-L-E-B. 例如 ,many celebs and pop stars love to go to that club. 许多名流跟明星都喜欢去那家俱乐部。Celebrity 也指名气或名望，这个时候它就是不可数的名词。例如 ,the actor enjoyed great celebrity after his latest film. 这一位演员在最近的一部电影上映后名声大噪。接下来我们看 literature 这个不可数名词 ,L-I-T-E-R 这个字根是指文字。所以 literature 在这里是指文学作品。例如 ,you can see obvious gender inequality in the era that Jane Austen's literature is set in. 你可以在珍·奥斯汀作品中所设定的年代背景里很明显的看到性别的不平等。Literature 也指文学。例如 ,Lisa studies English literature at Cambridge University. Lisa 在剑桥大学研读英国文学。
Well, what an interesting place this is. I'm glad I at least brought you my creation.
And I'm very happy to be here.
Dear Sherlock Holmes.
Sherlock Holmes, that's quite a detective name. Well, anyway, friends, we're here today talking about the case of Sherlock Holmes. But I'm going to be Sherlock Holmes today.
And I am Sir Arthur Gabe Doyle. Well, let's get into our lesson, The Case of Sherlock Holmes, the world's most favorite detective, the world's favorite detective, for more than 125 years. I have to say, I have seen some Sherlock Holmes movies, and I rather enjoy Sherlock Holmes. And so that is why I have decided to create Sherlock Holmes for Studio Classroom.
And I'm so happy to be here on Studio Classroom. Well, we read in today's lesson, whether from the original stories, TV shows, or movies, everyone knows Sherlock Holmes. And yes, I am very well acquainted with Sherlock Holmes myself. But you know, I really like that phrase. Why is this highlighted? Everyone knows. Everyone knows! This is a really good phrase that we want you to know. You can use this phrase when you want to say that something is so popular that people know about it. Everybody knows about it.
For example, everyone knows that coffee is the best drink in the world.
We hold on for just a moment. Mr. Gabe Doyle, my creator, whatever, whoever you are.
Sir Arthur Gabe Doyle.
Thank you, thank you. That was just a long name. Everyone knows that tea is much better than coffee. That's an obvious thing. Everyone knows that.
That's nonsense, dear Shirley. Everyone knows Sherlock Holmes, anyway. That is true. He is very famous. Mm-hmm. His stories are among the most read material in the world. So famous, in fact, that it ranks third behind only the Bible and the dictionary. I did not know that it was that famous.
I did not know that either. But now I do.
Well, the Bible, of course, is a very well-read book around the world, very common, very popular, very famous. I didn't know that the dictionary was second most famous.
Mm.
Or I guess people do read the dictionary a lot. I have a friend who enjoys just memorizing words in the dictionary. Do you enjoy doing that, Shirley Holmes?
Reading the dictionary?
Yeah, memorizing words from the dictionary.
Well, I had to take class one time when I was in college, and we had to read several dictionaries.
What?
We had to look up different words in the different dictionaries.
Oh.
Yes, define the words and then write a list of all the different words.
Well, I say that Sherlock Holmes should be the second most read book in the world, behind only the Bible.
Well, that's a really good opinion that you have there. Well, let's learn about the author. The author. It takes an impressive individual to create such an impressive character. And yes, I consider myself an impressive character. And such is found in Sir Arthur Conan Doyle.
Ah, yes, Sir Arthur Conan Doyle. That genius! The creator of Sherlock Holmes. Though he studied medicine and managed a modest practice, writing became his passion and made him a celebrity. Let's take a look at a few things here in this sentence. Ooh, Sherlock Holmes. Well, now, what does it mean to have a modest practice?
Well, if you see that word modest, this just refers to something that's not large in size or amount. So maybe it's a little bit of a small practice.
Okay, so do you have a modest career? Maybe someone talks about their modest salary. They don't brag about making a lot of money. They might say, I have a modest salary. It's nothing too big, nothing too important. Just modest.
That's right. Well, we read, writing became his passion and made him a celebrity. Now let's talk about that phrase, to become someone's passion. This just means that you really begin to love something.
That's right. What is your passion? When did you begin to love it? That's when it became your passion. We continue. In addition to his literature, he had a medical background that enabled him to be of service during wars and journeys to both Antarctica and Africa. What does it mean to be of service?
This just means that you help somebody out. You're a big help.
And maybe you could ask the question, how may I be of service? That means, how can I help? Well, one way that we can help you right now is by taking you to the
InfoCloud.
Welcome to InfoCloud. Carolyn, are you a fan of Sherlock Holmes?
Why, yes, I am. I read all of the original stories by Sir Arthur Conan Doyle, and am a big fan of the British TV show Sherlock.
Then I think you will enjoy our topic today, because I want to discuss a Sherlock Holmes-inspired phrase, elementary, my dear Watson.
Oh, this is a great phrase. Watson is Sherlock Holmes' assistant or sidekick and is the person responsible for documenting Sherlock's adventures. Watson and Sherlock have a lot of great conversations, both in the original stories and in the TV show.
The word elementary here means something that is simple or easy to understand. Sherlock is often portrayed as being extremely intelligent and able to solve complicated cases quickly.
So, you can easily imagine Watson being surprised by Sherlock's quick assessment of a situation, and Sherlock turning to Watson and responding with, "Elementary, my dear Watson."
The interesting part about this phrase, though, is that it never appeared in any of the original stories. No one is really certain how this famous phrase came to be, but it did appear in the 1929 film, The Return of Sherlock Holmes.
Well, however it began, it is certainly still in use. So, if you surprise one of your friends with your incredible ability to solve a problem, you can simply respond by saying, "Elementary, my dear Watson."
如果你是福尔摩斯迷，你对这句话一定不陌生。Elementary, my dear Watson. Watson 就是福尔摩斯的助手华生医生。每当华生问福尔摩斯关于一个案件的问题，福尔摩斯就会用这句话回答他。Elementary 是初级的，也就是非常简单的意思。所以这句话也可以翻译成，这再简单不过了，我亲爱的华生。下次你的朋友问你一个在你看来很简单的问题，你就可以用英国腔回答 Elementary, my dear Watson. 这就是今天的 InfoCloud, 我们下次云端见。
Studio Classroom is on the air.
Hello and welcome back to Studio Classroom. I am Sir Arthur Gabe Doyle. Today we're learning about the case of Sherlock Holmes. And of course, as you know, it was Sir Arthur Conan Doyle who created Sherlock Holmes. But what exactly was the inspiration for this wonderful character? That's what we're going to find out about next.
The Case of Sherlock Holmes. The Inspiration. During his university years, Doyle found his studies dull, but loved watching his unusual teachers. One of these was Dr. Joseph Bell, who emphasized the use of observation to find solutions to problems. While Bell could guess a person's job just by looking at them, he was also cold to his patients, and so Doyle's famous Holmes was born. A confident detective with a keen eye, but an indifferent attitude.
All right, 继续我们看 inspiration 这个名词 S-P-I-R 这个字根有呼吸的意思。所以 inspiration 是指灵感，例如 the songwriter took his inspiration from the Beatles， 这位作曲家从披头士身上得到了灵感，或者是 Alan said he needs to go for a walk and look for some inspiration， Alan 说他要出去走走找灵感。灵感也可以指激起灵感的人或事物，例如 the painter claimed that his wife has always beenand will always be his greatest inspiration. 这位画家告诉大众他的妻子一直都是，也将一直会是他最大的灵感来源。最后我们看的是 indifferent 这个形容词， IN 是否定的字首， different 是指不同的，所以 indifferent 没有不同的意思就是冷淡的、无感的或者是没有兴趣的。例如 the father's indifferent attitude toward his children hurt them deeply，这位父亲对子女冷淡的态度让他们很受伤。如果要说明对什么很冷漠的话，是用 to 这个介系词。例如 People in this little town are indifferent to things happening outside. 这个小镇的人们不太在意外界所发生的事情。And now let's get back to our teachers.
Well, this next section is called The Inspiration. During his university years, Doyle found his studies dull, but loved watching his unusual teachers. Let's talk about this word, years.
Indeed.
Doyle, Gabe, author, whoever you are.
Yes, years. Ah,
yeah. Are you
right.
Okay?
Yes, yes, yes.
Okay,
I just
good.
Got distracted by this lovely lady on the cover here. Well, years, this is pretty simple, right? Years.
Right. Years. It just basically refers to the part of the year during which your classes are being taught, like your university years, school years, academic year.
Interesting.
Yes.
So what about Sir Arthur Conan Doyle's army years? He served in the military, did he not? We could talk about his army years. Well, this reminds me of my college years. I had a lot of fun in my college years. What about working at Studio Classroom? The teachers there could talk about their Studio Classroom years. That is the time they worked at Studio Classroom.
Exactly right. Well, one of these was Dr. Joseph Bell. That is one of his unusual teachers. Who emphasized the use of observation to find solutions to problems, while Bell could guess a person's job just by looking at them. He was also cold to his patients. Cold to his patients. That just means that he has no emotion. He shows no kindness to somebody.
Well, that's not very nice at all. I think it's good to be kind to people, to show them that you care about them, that you are concerned for them. Don't be cold to them. Mm-hmm. Rebecca, I mean, Shirley. Mm-hmm. Shirley Rebecca Holmes, why are you being so cold to me right now?
I'm trying to practice being cold. But it's so hard to practice being cold. I'm not very good at being cold.
No, you are such a warm personality. It's hard for some people to be cold.
Yes, and then it's really easy for other people, like Dr. Bell.
Yes, that is true, Dr. Joseph Bell. So he could understand, he could guess a person's job just by looking at them, but he had kind of a cold personality.
And so Doyle's famous Holmes was born. A confident detective with a keen eye, but an indifferent attitude. There's a couple things we want to talk about in this sentence, starting with a keen eye. If someone has a keen eye, they have this ability to see things that maybe other people can't see.
Oh, like an eagle. Yes, eagles have a very keen sense of sight. So you could talk about someone having a keen sense of something as well. I know some people who have a keen sense of smell. They can smell things from very far away, and they know exactly what the smell is. But back to having a keen eye. Shirley Holmes, do you have a keen eye?
I have a very keen eye.
Yes?
I could read through an article and spot any and all mistakes.
You don't need your magnifying glass for that?
I do. I seem to have misplaced it, though.
Ah, well.
Can't find my magnifying glass.
You don't have a very keen memory. You don't know where it is.
Right, but at least I don't have an indifferent attitude like Sherlock Holmes does. And if you have an indifferent attitude, that just means that you don't really think much about something. Sometimes you don't really care. You're not really interested in something. Oh, whatever.
You know, I learned the phrase in Chinese, wu suo wei. People who have an indifferent attitude often say, wu suo wei, it doesn't matter. And indifference, I-N-D-I-F-F-E-R-E-N-C-E, is a noun. And I think that indifference is even worse than hate.
Well, right now, it's time for a challenge. It's time for the SC Challenge. Hello, everyone. And of course, you know the drill. It's the SC Challenge. And And today, joining us is Pauline. Hello, Pauline.
Hi, Rebecca.
How are you feeling about the SE challenge?
Ooh, well, I'm pretty competitive, so I'm a little nervous because I really want to win.
You do. You want to get all three questions
exactly
right. Oh, good. Well, I think you'll do great. Do you like detective stories?
Oh, yes. I love, well, so long as they're not too scary.
Oh, yes. So you like mysteries and detective stories?
Yes.
Well, today's lesson is about a detective.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to find out who that detective is shortly. But the first question I have for you is, who is the world's favorite detective? A, Sherlock Holmes. B, Justin Bieber. C, Phil Wickham. Or D, Johnny Depp.
I think I could have gotten this one even without the multiple questions. Sherlock Holmes, definitely.
Are you sure?
I'm positive.
Well, you are correct. Have you read any of Sherlock Holmes' books?
I haven't read them, but I used to listen to them on tape when I was traveling.
Wow. Okay. Well, point number one goes to Pauline. Question number two, who is the author of Sherlock Holmes? A, Sir Walter Scott. B, Sir Arthur Conan. Or C, Sir Andy Walters. Or D, Sir Arthur James.
Okay, I knew it was a sir, but then all of your options are sirs. Could you read B to me again?
Sir Arthur Conan.
Yeah, that's the one I'm going with.
Hey, well, that is correct. Yes. Good job. And last question, question number three. Who was Sir Arthur Conan's inspiration? A, C.S. Lewis. B, Sir Walter Scott. D, Dr. Joseph Bell. Or D, Charlotte Bronte.
Oh, no. Ooh, I love C.S. Lewis, but I don't think it was him. Charlotte Bronte. Who are my two other choices?
B, Sir Walter Scott. Or C, Dr. Joseph Bell.
I don't remember who Sir Walter Scott is. I'm going to go with the doctor.
Dr. Joseph Bell?
Uh-huh.
Is that your final answer?
Yeah.
Well, that is the correct answer.
Yes.
Dr. Joseph Bell was Sir Arthur Conan's inspiration. Awesome. You did very well.
I'm so excited.
Three out of three. You just won.
Woo!
Well, thank you so much, Pauline, for joining us. And friends, thank you. We'll see you next time. And let's read some detective stories. Sherlock Holmes.
Well, Sir Arthur Conan Doyle created Sherlock Holmes based on someone with an indifferent and cold attitude.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so glad I created someone based on a warm and loving personality.
Yes, I'm very warm and very loving. I care about people so much. Friends, thanks for joining us today. And make sure to come back tomorrow right here on Studio Classroom.
Cares at all times, a friend endures at all times, a good friend lasts a lifetime. I am so proud to have you in my life, a good friend lasts a lifetime.